morning, bitch.
Fuck up, motherfucker.
How the fuck are ya? Last fucking Friday, fucking Night Nation.
Good morning.
You're on your way to work. You're listening to this podcast.
Oh, and the coffee's spilling all over the place. You're getting so pissed off. How about take a step outside of yourself? Try to see yourself from Earth in space.
Mm-hmm. Just try it. Just try it.
And and focus down in on all the other lonely souls around you on your commute. You know, think about what they want, all their hopes and dreams.
Yes.
You know?
If you really look around and look into the people's souls on the train,
you will be sickened to your fucking stomach. Yes.
It's completely sick
and
sad.
You must hurt them. You must
take action.
You must get down low and scratch and bite.
And doesn't it make sense that it's you? That you're the one to be chosen to take on this task? You've always known you were special.
I'm like a prophet of sorts.
Yes. Oh, but sometimes it's a false prophet.
Sometimes it might be a false prophet, but not in your case. In your case, you are a real prophet.
Yes.
You are the one.
Yeah.
You are the second coming of not just Christ,
but the other ones.
Of all
too.
The guys and the gals, too.
We love you
so
much.
You are Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, and me.
Amelia Earhart. The girl.
Allah. Is it Allah one of them?
Muhammad, I said. I said him.
Is Muhammad and Allah are the same thing?
Muhammad is the prophet and Allah is God.
And Mother Teresa?
And Mother Teresa.
I heard she was a bitch. Low
and
key.
Prince.
Oh my God.
I did.
Mother Teresa, Joseph much. Smith. And
Joseph Smith.
Mother Teresa
and
was.
And Ron L. Hubbard.
Yes.
Is Joseph Smith the Mormon
and
one?
And Ron White.
His name would be Joseph Smith.
Mormon.
Plain-ass name.
Wait, and what were you going to say about Mother Teresa,
she's just like Prince, where she doesn't, all of the homeless, you know, sort of poor souls, she wouldn't let any one of them be taller than her, just like Prince on tour, you know.
Really?
Yeah, so if they were any...
If they were taller, she would have them
executed?
She was
like, sure, yeah, she would have them she would have them sent to a, just a big kind of shovel that would scoop them up.
Silence. Yeah. It was a silent kill.
Yeah.
It would take their neck clean off.
Yeah.
And no one would be the wiser.
Clean shovel. And by the way, some of these people out there that you're seeing on your commute, don't they? Couldn't you just shovel off their heads and the world would be
That's probably what you should do if you're a true prophet.
If you're you need to just listen to whatever your soul desires, okay? Mm.
They're probably
no matter how bad it is.
And that voice in your head is your soul speaking.
Yes. But also God.
So listen to it. And
to
God.
You, because you're his
And
chosen
Mother
one.
Teresa.
And Mother Teresa.
And Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
Amelia Earhart.
What was she getting in the plane to do? Where was she flying?
She was just going on a joyride.
She wanted...
Really? So then why?
No, she wanted to cross the...
Atlantic.
One of the oceans, one of our great oceans. The most historic one of all, the Atlantic.
Pacific. Atlantic.
The Indian. In Pacific, it was the Atlantic Ocean, of course.
The Atlantic Ocean. She was crossing the Atlantic Ocean.
She was trying to circumnavigate the globe, much like Magellan, of course. And welcome to history class.
Take your seats.
Yes.
There's a do now on the board.
Yeah, wow. What were some of your favorite times in school? Who's your favorite teacher, huh, gang? Huh? Well, who's your password? What's when they say, what's your computer password? You know, a lot of times the prompt.
Grow up on.
Yeah, the question you have to answer, I guess,
dog.
When you forget your password. Yeah.
Oh, so what are our passwords?
Well, what is the question? What is the prompt of the question that I can answer to get your password? And then what is the answer to?
And what's your password?
And essentially, it would be a lot easier if I didn't have to do the forget password.
And what's your email and your password?
Yeah. And I forgot your email. Yeah.
I wish I could share my passwords because they're quite funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, give us a
I'm
hint.
Tickled.
Give us a hint.
Wow.
I think you could guess in maybe.
Yes.
Very
smelly,
quickly.
Funky
brown.
Llama.
Yeah.
Smelly. Ooh, Funky Llama's good.
Funky Llama is good.
Funky Llama
no one would
is
ever guess
good.
That.
No, because it's so random. No one would ever think.
Mine are whole heavy.
Whole heavy.
I'll say.
100.
Wet, sticky, sort of like a spider's web of cum inside of a hole.
Yes. In
a spider's chicken. Web of cum inside of
a spunkly spider's web.
Spunkly, yes, exactly. Thank you.
A spraying spunkly spider's web spraying all over my face and gullet.
Yes.
All the way down my gullet.
That's, from a silly
nobody's
snake?
Ever going to guess that password.
Yeah.
45. Yes. Or no, I like doing one.
Wow. One
makes me laugh.
I used to do 69.
Uh-huh. Yes, oh, yes.
I always thought that was
quite
funny.
Classic.
To add to my password.
One of those classic ones.
Yep.
Well, my password is just my deepest sexual fantasy, of course. What's that alarm for, huh, Nick? Oh, it's for the chicken nuggets, eh?
We got chicken nuggets in the oven.
We got chicken nuggets coming out.
And dino nuggets and chicken nuggets
okay,
in
we can,
the
but we can
oven.
Cut.
Okay, so Brian's password is his deepest, darkest sexual desires.
That's right.
So is it spunkly spider web inside of your hole?
Spunking on your own MILF? Spunking yep. up inside your own MILFs
with Sydney Sweeney. Yes.
With Sydney Sweeney.
With Sydney Sweeney.
Is it injecting pause loads into your breasts?
Blowing the Tina all around it.
Getting yeah. high on Tina and yes. and injecting your breasts with pause loads to make
perhaps.
Them bigger.
That's,
and
you're
stronger.
You're not far off. Yes, I'm over steroids now. Now I'm just basically injecting loads into my muscles.
Oh, wow. That's better.
Yes, yeah. Injecting male, the most male
exactly.
loads
that's
you can find.
Basically
and horse loads.
Steroids, because you're getting, that's just injecting straight tea.
Yes, well it is. And who do you think they milk? They milk our finest athletes and Michael Jordan, of course.
I've been eating horse and it's been making my clit tougher.
Like a horse.
So it can be
yeah.
chewed on
yes.
harder.
Yes. More of a leathery yeah. sort of surface.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
more horse meat you eat,
yeah.
the more tough you'll get your clit. Yeah. That's...
Your clitty and your nutty as well.
And your nutty. And everybody, this is Hold in Your Nutties Month.
Yes, welcome to Hold in Your Nutties Month.
March is Hold in Your Nutties Month.
And a lot of people do this in November, but November we sort of fall off the map. We just go nuts with our nutties.
Yes. Yes.
November, I do no shave November.
That's right.
But I be nutting for yeah. sure. March is for Hold in Your Nutty March. Yeah.
I and do Movember, which is Movember. Essentially I jerk off on my own face enough to form a crust yeah. of a giant nutly mustache.
Yes. And what's that called?
Movember, like
Movember.
Mustache November. You know?
Mustache
oh.
November.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
don't know yeah. why that was so hard for me to understand.
Yeah, that's no, all good.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's so cool, man. It's so cool, man. Hey, I think we're getting a call.
Oh, we're getting
just
a
kidding.
Call.
Oh, shit. Oh, got us.
I think we are getting a call, actually.
Oh, wow. Are we actually getting a call? That is
yeah,
Christ
holy
almighty.
Shit.
Holy shit, this phone. We've
call.
Got dust off. Let me blow the dust off the phone really quick.
Okay, hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Oh, hello. Hello there. Sorry, we're having connection problems. That's okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Just... Enjoying the show.
Welcome to, yeah, thanks for calling into the last Friday night podcast. We're excited to have a caller.
Yeah. Was that a bee?
I was a little bee, yeah. Ba-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Ooh, are you into jazz?
A jazz man.
I yeah. like jazz.
I'm the jazz man.
Oh.
Oh, what? Shit. Calling into
man.
Our podcast.
The
jazz,
jazz
man.
I'm calling into your podcast and I got bad news.
No.
Jack.
Oh,
I got
no.
bad news.
Whatever
for you
could it be.
You're going to lose. Oh, yeah. You're gonna find a little pebble in your shoe.
No, Jazzman,
no.
don't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Wait, fuck, that sucks.
What, my song sucks?
No,
no. No, your news sucks.
Oh, sorry about that cat.
I hate, that's one of my least favorite things in the whole world is
pebble
when you have a pebble
shoe.
In your shoe and it hurts.
But it gets worse.
No.
No.
The pebble in it hurts, but it gets worse.
What's worse than
How
that?
How could it get worse?
You've made a horrible pact.
With who?
With demons beyond your control.
No.
What? Oh, then Jack.
Oh, jazz man, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Why did we do
a
that?
Demonic virus.
Oh God.
That's right.
Wait, that's horrible.
You've contracted it. Living your hedonistic New York lifestyle.
Our secular lives.
Your secular lives, Jack. You should have believed in Christ.
Fuck.
I'm a Christian rapper.
Oh, shit.
And jazz man?
I'm a Christian rapper and a jazz man.
You're actually turning out to be quite a harbinger of bad news.
Yeah, and you're that's a complex right. figure I wasn't yeah. expecting to interact with tonight. Holy shit.
Why? Yeah.
Where are you calling us from?
From the club.
Oh, you're in the club?
I'm calling in from the Foggy Leg Club in Masbeth, Jack.
Oh shit! Yeah. Masbeth.
I live in Masbeth. In I pay. It's actually I got a pretty big place for the amount I pay for it.
Where is that again?
In Queens.
It's in Queens. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
And I'm also I got a secret. Too.
What's that?
Oh my God!
What's your secret?
I got a little secret. Well, I'm shy.
You're shy.
That's my secret.
You haven't been shy this whole time.
Yeah.
No, this has been huge for me. Yeah. Can you guys give me some credit for doing so good so far?
You did an amazing job. I think you might. He has split personality disorder.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know what to believe from what you said. I don't know if there actually are demons that are after
that we
us.
Made a secret pact with.
No, yeah. man. No, I'm telling the truth. Believe me, please.
Okay. I do believe you.
You come
shit
on,
has
you
been
contracted.
Going yep. south for me.
Think about it, Jack. Ain't it all been coming up Ace of Snake Eyes lately?
What?
It's all been coming up Snake Eyes.
I feel
lately.
Like my life has been coming up Snake Eyes.
I do too.
For the past,
it's
like,
been a big
years.
Fat joke.
Yeah. You're getting the low card.
Yeah.
But you bet on red.
That's exactly how it feels like. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm here to shake it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Can you shake it?
I can
do we have to make
shake
a,
myself
a dastardly
around.
Deal with you?
Nah, I'm just going to shake myself around. Oh. And make
are you
going
to shake
come?
Yourself to orgasm is literally what I was
gonna
shake going to ask.
Until my that, jeans rub that, up against my my
your
firm
member.
Rod.
Will that help us in any way?
Yeah. Well, I think you'll
do
like
we need
it.
Your spunk for something?
Yeah, if we consume your spunk, if we inject your spunk, will it turn our lives around and make our lives better?
Wait, my dad always used to say this.
No. What? That if you...
I consume his spunk, all my troubles will go away.
Wait.
Oh, and I'd say it didn't work last time, but I guess I have to believe you.
No. Paul Modica, your father. No.
Yeah. And it didn't
don't,
work.
Actually, literally, don't say my father's name.
Yeah. Okay.
Into last Friday Night Nation.
We'll
they don't
that.
Get to. Yeah, they don't. They don't get to hear that. These
they're
sick
fucks.
Fucks.
They're
do
nasty.
Some research.
No, I mean, some
they can
these,
do that if
as
they
we
need
do
to
research on them.
I have security camera footage of our listeners scratching themselves against the floor like dogs. With their
yes,
nasty, turdy asses.
Against
yes.
the hardwood.
And blood
yes.
starts
floor.
To appear.
In the kitchens that they work.
Because there's splinters
in the kitchens that they work.
In the kitchen.
Yes, I've got into yes. the security cams of their kitchens.
In their
and they're
derelict kitchens, and they're rubbing mm-hmm. their ass all over it, and there's splinters.
And they're
everywhere.
Burning their own hands.
Burning their hands on the stove.
On the stove.
So say, yeah, to make their yeah.
And laughing
mad.
And laughing.
Yeah.
It seems like they don't feel any pain.
Yes, and they really just want to make their mommies mad.
And they are.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, their mommies
and they
are
love
furious.
To breastfeed.
Yes.
Still.
Yes.
I was sent a breastfeeding Instagram, like as a joke, and it became a new interest.
From a friend?
Immediately.
Or from a
from
fan?
Eliza's boyfriend.
Oh. Yeah.
As like a joke, but I was like, and of course, just seeing anything.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding
yeah.
was it a breastfeeding like?
Yeah. It's a crazy video.
Straight from the bee or with a pump.
Was it like
situation?
A baby?
Straight from yes, and the boobs. The whole Instagram has not been flagged.
Uh-huh.
All of the boobs are in it.
Yeah.
Well, because it's medical.
Really?
I will. Yeah. Oh, really?
There's this gay guy on YouTube. Not to go back in a second, but there's
no.
You can circumvent some of the rules.
Gay guy.
This gay guy on YouTube shows his butthole and wiener and everything on YouTube because it's medical. Because he's showing, like, here's how I, like, wax my butthole. He figured out a way to, like, get bypass the rules.
What?
Where he's spreading his hole on YouTube. But I think
gotta see that.
I'll find the link. But do you know this young man?
No, I was going to say I've seen videos of women giving birth on Instagram.
On Instagram.
So this is, I think if it's like medical, like breastfeeding or like natural or whatever.
That
or
is
educational.
So sick.
Well, breastfeeding is perfectly natural and beautiful.
But that we can't, that's, and this Instagram is a fetishizing.
Oh,
like,
it's fetishizing.
This
yeah.
woman's titties, the whole thing is crazy.
It's a
hot.
Little pornographic. Hot.
Yeah.
You like it.
It's hot. Yeah. Yes. I've gained a new interest. Yes.
It was on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's get this on the mic, Jock.
I've seen this happening on TikTok, too, where, like, that's how they bypass showing boob, but it'll be, like, a doll, like a baby doll, and then, like, they're basically just, like, showing their...
Huh. Yes, that's how this feels.
But that's with a real baby?
I think this one was a real baby. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wow.
I'll look at it after.
Yeah, let's examine.
We'll explore. Yeah.
Let's get a real.
We'll all lie in bed together and I'll show you guys the video.
Yes.
My, this was a little different. But
my toes need to be in someone's mouth if we're going to do that.
This video still intrigued me. My coworkers at work, a bunch of guys were gathered around watching a video the other day. It was like a rave girl at a rave dancing. But she pulled her titty out and then just started squeezing milk, like spraying people in the face cool. with milk from her
I
titty.
I like that.
That's
and
cool.
it was, I was kind of like, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
Like
but also, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I can't feel. I mean, maybe it's a relief, you know? Maybe it's begging to get out, I guess.
But
Nico?
That's what I thought you Pressure. Only had milk if you were feeding a baby.
Milk still come. Well, my mom can squeeze her nipple and a droplet of milk will come out.
Really?
Yes. And, like, we use. Yes.
That, see, I.
And you were doing it as a fun joke in your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or when I would visit, I'd be like, do you think there's milk still in it? And she'd be like, oh, I did it like recently. So like, it probably won't come out. But if she waits, we haven't done it in a while. I think it doesn't happen anymore, but this was like in college time.
Yeah. That's still, yeah. That's wild. The female body is so fascinating.
It is crazy. I feel the same way about the penis.
Yeah, it's also interesting.
Fascinated.
It is fungal. I was kind of thinking about this in the last episode.
The penis?
It has
spores
sort of
on
thing.
It.
It has spores.
And when you run your finger along the balls, the way that the skin moves to the thing where it was touched, like, like
it reacts.
It reacts so crazily. Yeah.
It's like
that
alive.
Makes me like, yes, why? Yeah. Like, that's alien to me. Why are we looking?
It's kind of like a.
Just play with
like
that.
Like a snake. Like a slippery snake. Kind of,
Do you remember the degauss button on the computer? Like in elementary school? Or in like.
Enough. What does it do?
It's like this button. It said degauss. And you would like hit the button on a desktop computer at like in the school. Mm-hmm. And it would make the whole screen go like.
Right. Yes.
Like spin.
Yes.
That's fun.
I feel like it would, like, reset the screen. I really don't know what the point was.
Vaguely remember this.
Really?
But I would, yeah.
I would love to hit it. And it was, but if you did it too much, it wouldn't do it anymore. You had to wait, kind of like the tit with milk coming out of it.
Yes, of course.
This was a early lesson with kids teaching them patience.
About refractory periods.
Yes.
Kids, today's lesson is refractory periods.
Are you looking up degauss? What are you looking up?
You're going to need to learn that about titty milk. When
yes, degauss, and then this person's coming, making a goon
Prepare
face
for
over
pure
it.
Satisfaction.
Prepare for pure satisfaction. All right.
And this emoji is gooning.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Timmy Joe.
So we're watching a degauss. This is exciting. This is like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, this is so exciting. Is like,
fuck!
Yeah, the screen basically just degaussed.
I actually did pucker up. At the site of the degaussing.
What, your
happening.
Piss hole or your
no,
bum hole?
The, yes, yeah, my little balloon knot. As I love
your
to call
piss
it.
Hole didn't go.
Actually, it did a little stink.
I love making it look like a little mouth.
The penis hole.
No.
And feeding it string beans. Feeding it long string beans without and corn on the cob.
Nothing is going in there.
Sounding it with a green bean.
Feeding them one corn
saying?
At a time. Yes. No. And not cutting off the little stems on the green beans.
Because
it's easier. It's smaller. Start small and then.
And then you work your way up. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gauging it with a string bean's girth. I'm beginning to get excited.
All the guys listening to this right now are going,
I feel like we cover sounding almost every episode.
We have
sounding and gooning is
people
one of
are here because they want to be here.
Well, exactly. We have a lot of listeners. What I'm afraid of is we have a lot of listeners who skateboard, a lot of like, you know, teenage males who skateboard.
Hi, hit me up 347-564-5637.
Wow. Yeah, I like skater boys.
I'd love to take you under my wing and sort of teach you just about what it is to be a man. So 434-960-0183. And anyway, so I just forgot. I guess basically I'm just going to fuck them, I think is what I
I'm going to take their virginities.
Yeah, I basically am going
to teach them how to love a woman and suck on a fat titty.
Yes.
I'm only interested in
friendship.
Friendship. Well, no, I want to fuck, but
you don't. You're not like sexual.
You don't want to fuck. You're not a sexual guy. We're like kind of the
look
horny,
at you right now.
What?
Literally look at you right now.
Yeah. What?
You have, first of all, you have
I
autism.
Feel like I exude crazy sexual energy. All
yeah, you
the
come
time.
In a room and everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Actually, multiple people have told me you're cute as fuck.
That I exude sexual
and I say, I don't know
smells
what,
and
where
energy.
Your mama dropped you on your head when you were a kid.
Somebody must have dropped you
on
your damn
some
head.
Concrete.
Yeah.
We should have just sort of an open poll on who is gonna get who the listeners basically want to have sex with the most.
Yeah, who do you want to fuck?
Yes.
Who do you want
to
fuck?
And then we
email
should
us.
Lean into that. We should just settle that, right?
Yeah.
The other two of us can kind of just do our thing, wear a big old hoodie, you know what I mean?
Well,
and then we'll sex the winner up. We'll make them, you know, basically
I like that.
Naked,
like a prize hog.
Yeah. We'll get them.
I do. I mean,
down.
I think what is so great and why people love us so much and why we're so popular. We all bring something so different to the table.
Absolutely.
You know?
True. I'm that beer drinking straight guy that doesn't give a fuck. Just like a party frat guy.
Yeah. The kind of that.
Yeah. That's my kind of vibe. Just
and
like,
you're a girl.
I'm girl.
A girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
the
in...
role I was born to play.
Yes. And you're on jury.
And I was
jury
on jury duty.
Famous,
of course,
star of the show.
And by the way, how's Ronald doing? You texted him lately?
I think he's doing quite well.
Yeah, it seems like he's doing pretty
he's
well.
He's booking a lot of gigs.
What with his commercials and all.
Yes,
I think he's doing better than everybody still.
Yes.
Still.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm about to start. I'm start working that corner bar. Maybe I'll see him as a customer.
Yes.
Maybe so.
Along with, of course, the Ion Pack guys.
Yes. Yes, I saw the Ion Pack.
We saw the Ion.
Or one of them.
I didn't. But
we
did. We all did. Yeah. I hear it.
While
night.
I was training at a job.
Who's that again?
Two just kind of regular. I mean,
it just felt like the job is in Dime Square. It felt like a character. I was like, the people from there that you would think
right.
of.
Yeah.
Are there.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
That is. All right. Okay. Low key.
Let's go off. Okay. Let's just say
low key.
Yes.
I think it's a little embarrassing to be the type of person that like, that guy would be in Dime Square.
And then
to be
you're
that
there.
Guy that
I feel that
Dime
way in Ridgewood.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, don't you want to surprise people?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to be in an unexpected place?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where people don't expect to see you?
Also, I wonder if...
Like Midtown.
And Dime Square is like is like two streets. So don't you get sick
area.
Of...
seeing the same
sort
old...
Of like the three restaurants that are there? Crowd. I don't understand. It's not a real... concept to me. It does not exist in my world. I act like it does not exist.
How about that?
You're nothing to me. You understand that?
Yeah.
You understand that? Yeah. All right. Well, or whatever. Or what? I mean, nah, dog, nah. You know, I'm say the craziest stuff when the cameras are off. I say it all. You know, I do all the voices. I do all the colors of the wind. And that's, I say what I really true. Think.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. Yeah. When we're on the subway.
No, I lose so many friends. I lose all my friends.
Yes.
How about that is a real phenomenon. I feel like people who committed to being edgelords and then they lost friends. You know what I mean? I had a friend like that, like my friend Sam. Kind of everyone stopped hanging out with him because he was
too edgelordy.
He like got you know into Cumtown and shit, and then like started saying the N word and stuff. And it's just like not. It's you know fun, whatever. But it's not like cool when you do it in real life and you're just like trying to make people mad. You know?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I don't get what that is.
Mm-hmm.
We can break whenever. Oh, is it? But is it nugget time?
Wow. I think we have to actually literally take a break for nugget time.
Yeah, well, I gotta say what's really on my mind about some Brian. Of these groups. You know what I mean? Some of these groups.
Yeah, we're gonna let Brian let out his real feelings for a second so he can come back and be the real regular.
At Dime Square, by the way, Dime Square, we should make a Dime Square tier on our Patreon where we just say it all. You know what I mean? $10 a month, and we have a special Dime Square podcast where we just go nuts.
Say all the bad words. All the naughty words.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Nugget time.
Nugget time. SpongeBob and he's not good at driving. Wake up, wasted, I'm fucked up still.
Is that shake, 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 shake it?
No. Who said that?
I thought that was the Kid Leroy.
303.
Shake, 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 shake it.
Metro Station.
When you do it like this, when you do it like that. Shake, 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 shake it.
That is nasty.
I'm lost. I'm scared.
He's talking about shaking hardened coom off his cock.
Didn't you like punk music?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
So you should know that.
Yeah. Dang it. I was more of a poser. Actually, that was my crowd.
Really? I feel like you were such a real punk.
I'm getting poser.
I've always been. Yeah, well, it's true. Psych. I've always been cool. I've always had the best taste.
Yeah.
I've always been short, and I've always been cool. And we're back on Last Friday Night. And
we're back.
Yes,
essentially,
thank you.
We took a chicken nugget break.
We took a chicken nugget break.
Thank
Yay!
You for your
thank
patience.
You, Nico, for making that delicious dinner. And that was Nico's first time cooking. So let's be nice. They were heating up chicken nuggets
good.
In the oven, and they
no,
didn't
they
burn
were
them.
Good. The
yeah.
chicken nuggets
that
were raw.
A little pink. Let's be honest. I'm crazy right now. I'm having a crazy time. Wee! I got protein from the nuggets.
Yes!
We had regular meat and we had simulation meat.
Yes, for Rick, the soy boy.
Yeah, soy, mm-hmm. lots of soy. Yeah.
I feel like I've said this 40,000 times. Uh-huh. I've been like, you don't eat meat?
Yeah.
No.
I always
nope.
forget.
I only
yeah.
eat soy.
Yeah.
You know what that means? You're gonna hear me too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Cause that soy makes you too. If you
honestly,
enough of it.
You have been looking like really good lately. I hate to
it's
be
true.
Honest.
Smooth
I think
in
so.
The face.
Yeah, you got smooth in the face, man. You're looking nice.
I
these
do not
days.
Take care of myself very much. So that's nice of you to say.
So annoying for me to hear.
Maybe you're tooting out all the toxins.
That's a tooting out all the bad stuff.
Yes.
Should try that. Eat a bunch of soy or fibrous
carrots
materials.
With mustard.
Carrots with mustard and cottage cheese. A lot of cottage cheese. That's gonna help you.
I do love yes. cottage cheese.
I do. I love it.
Cottage cheese putting some berries in it.
That's nice.
Ooh.
That'll nice. Keep you regular, too.
I'll tell you that.
I like more.
I know
of a,
that's right.
More of a salty and cottage cheese. You know, like yes, an egg. Yes, that's what cheese.
An yeah. egg.
Yeah,
like a hard boiled
a raw egg.
Egg?
A hard raw boiled egg.
Hard, a hard boiled egg and cottage cheese. You nasty fuck yeah. from hell. That is rank.
And celery.
And with mustard.
Yes. And mustard.
And mustard and celery.
And hearts of palm.
Ugh.
Nice.
There are some food people. We were over the break. We were kind of talking about food people looking, yeah, watching TikTok food people food on TikTok. And,
yeah.
Some really disgust me.
It seems like they're all just trying to hit on something weird and nasty to go viral. I feel like that's what it's.
But it's
like
but when they're true to themselves, that's when it actually hits.
It's yeah. more. It's more. I think it's more being true to yourself, and that's what going viral is all about, is being truthful and honest. Mm-hmm. And that's,
yes.
I think
that's for the pure of heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, where okay. I appreciate the nasty lady and her cottage cheese and mustard, because that's being truthful about, sometimes I eat nasty shit. Sometimes people are not totally honest about the nasty shit.
You made the mustard and cottage cheese recipe from a
that's crazy.
An outrageous
that you did
TikTok
that.
Lady.
I did. Because it looked so good.
It looked so good.
It looked so good that I made the cottage cheese and mustard.
What kind of mustard did you use? Pray tell.
French's, you
I
sick
use French's,
fuck.
French's mustard.
Just yellow, like hot dog kind of mustard.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
In cottage cheese.
In cottage cheese.
In wet,
no.
curdled cottage
no,
cheese.
No, yeah. no, not French's, Rick.
And egg.
Oh.
And
is it really a hard boiled egg?
Creamy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Slurped
that is
it
a
down.
White Ugh. And yellow meal.
Yeah,
it thought you. Yeah,
I know how that came out.
Healthy,
it
so
came out
healthy.
Easily, I'm
my
sure.
body was happy.
I'm sure it slipped right out.
Happy body.
Yeah, you're so happy.
Make a happy toot.
To receive nutrients.
That was a happy toot.
I
was that
good.
A happy toot, baby? Yes!
Yeah.
I
Ew.
I didn't awesome. Drink electrolytes. That's part of the thing, is added like powder electrolytes to water. I didn't do that. That's
that was
of
part
the
of
things.
A separate part of the recipe was.
That's
the...
always it's always like, and I add my electrolytes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
oh God, people are Jeez. So.
Yeah.
I watch the. There's this woman, Kay Paws. I think I've sent. Her, to both of you. Oh. She like works security. She lives in like Minnesota in an efficiency apartment, which is like Jordan. Made of steel basically, or like wow. it just looks
yeah
crazy. It's one room.
Sounds horrible.
And she there's no kitchen. She like makes all her food like in a microwave and like other ovens, and it'll yeah. be like so tonight I'm having, and she films everything with the flash. It's like she knows yeah. exactly what I'm looking for. yeah. It's my favorite yeah. Instagram, and it's all like cheesy. Like, oh, she put a garlic powder in Cheerios and ate that with milk. So she's like garlic Cheerios, and she's like, and people are commenting like, "You're sick," and she just comments like, "It's really good. It's really good." She
Wait,
like
Queen. I love her.
She's you will love her. Yeah. She's amazing. She makes. Cheesy stuff with she like is really making food for herself uh-huh. she's taking care of herself
but
how she knows how, and then she's drinking coffee and like an apple juice uh-huh. and black velvet it's like a scotch or something
black velvet no. scotch well she's at her
I'll show you her you'll love her
as a morning time sort of thing she's
she really well she works like overnight her uh-huh. hours are crazy and she says she's single and not looking
wow. period not
this
interested
really
like
the...
not interested at all she's one of she's
single
a spectacular
and
woman
and this is by the way our typical listener of this podcast.
Yes,
she probably
everyone at home listening. Yes, I believe I'm looking through the list now, and yes, she's a patron. Everyone at home listening to this is going, "Yeah, that's me." Is that so weird?
They're
and,
at home eating their garlic Cheerios, yeah. sitting in their basement.
They're pouring,
blowing
yes.
clouds.
They're
drinking black velvet scotch.
Yeah,
putting their Kikkoman soy sauce on their hummus, and then. using that to dip their Oreos in. I mean, these people are freaks. People, you can't help them. And I'm not, listen, if you come for me, I'm armed to the teeth and I'm learning all the Joe Rogan fighting styles.
You're armed? You got a gun?
I got That's news to me. I got a gun. I filed off the serial number and I've already used it.
How many guns do you have? Just one.
I got 13.
Wow. Guns. And you've been using them actively?
I have tried them all out at least once in sort of a dark nighttime scenario.
Ooh.
Bed-Stuy?
No, just go out miles. No, like states away.
States away.
Where I've never been before. Yeah. For instance, Erie, Pennsylvania. And then I drive back home. Yeah.
That honestly sounds really fun. I get where you're coming from.
I gotta invite you guys sometime.
Yeah.
Just use the gun.
I'd love to use one of the guns.
Yeah. Well, you provoke, this is what I love to do. Provoke a self-defense scenario. You know, I love to sort of poke at someone, kind of tickle them a lot.
That's the whole thing. If you have a gun, you're more likely.
Is that smell coming from you?
Yeah, I check under their armpits and I go up under there and sniff it.
Oh, sorry. I thought the smell was you. I thought it couldn't possibly be anyone else here.
Yeah. I'll lick it off. You know, I offer to.
Yes. And then you shoot them in the heart.
Yes. And then I shoot them in the heart. So that guy was all over me. Self-defense.
He was attacking me. Yeah. It was self-defense, actually.
See the size of that? That guy was 5'7" towering over me.
Do we have crime of passion in America?
Yeah.
We do?
I think so. You mean like as a like legally?
Yeah, like
you can argue crime of passion. Yeah. Oh, well, no, if you like murdered your wife cuz you were pissed off, I don't think you could be like crime of passion.
Passionately pissed off.
What if she was, you know, what if she was listening to sort of fairy romance novels
and you caught her?
And you caught her.
Caught her listening to disgusting sex.
Smut.
On tape.
Yeah. There's a lot of fairy. I get, do you ever get ads for audio smut? You
guys, I wish.
I know, I wish. I like that.
I got
kind
an
of
ad
thing.
For some handsome gentleman that you guys would recognize. Jesse Williams. Yeah. And he's like playing like a fairy.
He reads smut.
Him
fairy, like F-A-E-R-I.
Exactly. Sort of an
like a
old
queer fairy.
Fairy.
Yes, like a fairy.
Wait, for real?
Yes.
And he's reading smut.
And he's
reading. What is he from?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
yes.
And he was in a play and he showed his hog and he had a big schlong.
Wow.
Oh, a big honker.
Well, I heard schlong. That he slaps it up against the mic whenever he kind of. Yeah.
Sound effect.
Whenever the thunder happens in the distance. And he kind of wiggles it like a sort of like a dune sand.
He has control of it, of the muscle, even when it's soft, so he can pick the head up on its own.
Yeah, make it kind of like
swirl it around like an
it's
S.
Incredible. A baseball play was where he showed his hog.
What's he can pick things up with his hog.
What's the smut book that he reads?
With its mouth.
Yeah, can we get a synopsis of this fairy smut book? And Victoria Pedretti has it there, too. Oh, I saw that,
too. Are
you serious?
I don't know
who
Pedretti?
That is.
We just talked about her. She's in
Quinn.
She's in You.
Oh, okay.
I'm obsessed with her.
No, she's amazing.
She reads like a lesbian
about
one.
Her, that video where she says.
In the Dove commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. The Misty Door?
The Misty Door. Yeah,
I got a misty door right here.
Yes. My flaps are becoming mistier as we speak.
Got a misty
I'd
door.
Call it more of a foggy
Meet
door.
Voiced by Jesse Williams.
More of a swampy.
Enter the world of the Misty Door, where magic and fairies are real. Solstice Star, a bookstore proprietor in Portland, Oregon, is here to tempt you. Wow. Oh my God! My door is misty as hell right
Can
now.
We illegally place
my door is green and brown and foggy.
Yes.
Oh my God!
My door is cursed.
Sexual this is.
There are three things you should know about the fairy folk, the fae. One, that every person is born of magic. Two, those of us who keep our joy are called changelings. Now, changelings, like me, never lost our magic. Fact number three. Some of us, changelings, are on a quest. A quest to bring joy into the lives of others.
I'm horny.
tempt I'm not. You mortals back to the
My clit is rocking.
As I've said before, joy comes in many forms. And if you're willing, butterfly, I want to bear everything to you.
Oh! Oh! My door is so misty right now!
The misty door, everybody!
When
wow.
he called me butterfly,
wow,
I almost died.
No, because my husband is a
butterfly
fucking bitch, and he butterfly. What he calls me is late, you know, late for dinner.
Do you guys think you can do
that? A little tap.
Yeah. As little professional tap. Actors, could you do that as a job?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to. And you will come. And you can come yes. over many times and spunk me dry. Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. Could I do that? Yeah.
I would love to do a historical one so I could try
historical,
out some of my impressions.
Erotic
like,
fiction.
Oh, I'm JFK and I want to fuck your pussy. I want to suck on your titties and fuck on your pussy. It's Adam Sandler. Oh, I want to suck on your titties and fuck on your pussy. I want to do the water boy.
Wait, yeah. Shit. That's hot.
Hello, and you can... Fuck me in my ass.
Is that Amelia Earhart?
I actually was going for Rip Van Winkle. But,
yeah.
Amelia Earhart's still alive.
She's still yes, alive among yes. the crabs.
She's like this.
Boy, am I hungry. Well, God bless her. Hope she
God
gets
bless her.
Food or
I hope she... comes home soon.
I hope she is coming. I hope she is at least
soon.
Managed to rub a fish up against her
wow.
foot or
Victoria
something.
Wow, Victoria yeah. Pedretti did one of those. I'm interested to see her little trailer.
Yeah, should
and
we watch
see
it?
What her
I
sexual
listen
energy
to that when
is.
I go to sleep at night. I like wow. I like to listen to stories now when I go to sleep, and that's like.
And I yes, and I like to do something funny. Else before I go to sleep as well. It might help
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Victoria,
rub my misty door against my bed
against my wood bedpost
yes.
at the top where it's yeah. round, it's, so I yeah. have to stand on top of my bed and balance.
Put yeah. a ladder up, and climb yep. up the ladder, and yeah, put my part on the, yeah. on the bed post.
And at the stroke of midnight, you spin around uncontrollably yeah. atop the bedpost.
But you have to be very careful because if you go too far, you'll be impaled.
Yes,
like the
yes.
girl on the broomstick.
And oh. isn't that pressure just so lovely
the,
for your
yes.
nether regions?
That pressure, the pressure of you will get impaled
you will
die. And
die
if you let go. That's what makes me
It's
cool.
mighty fine.
Yes, it's a fine line. It's a very fine line.
And it's has aged well like a fine wine.
Yes, yes.
And it's very misty. Too.
The misty door, of yeah. course. Brown door.
Brown door.
They wrote one about me called the brown
yeah,
little
when my
door.
Misty door
no
brown cavern.
I keep offering it up to everyone in the locker room. No one will
the
take
stinky
a sniff.
Brown cave.
Bye.
P.D. Eastman.
Yeah.
The sickly green and brown. And there's hemorrhoids the as well.
The swampy cave with hemorrhoids stalactites hanging from its walls and warts.
Unrelated itching warts. From, yes, from.
Gray itching warts
yeah, gray
with,
itching
with
warts.
Long hairs growing yes. from them,
yes.
and outside of the
of
hole,
of course, the hairy door. Yeah, that's yeah,
the
that's
putrid
big
well, hairy door.
yeah, they wrote one about Professor Nico. It was called the Not Tonight, Sweetie. yeah, I called you Professor
not
Nico.
Tonight,
on accident.
Professor
Not Tonight, Sweetie by Professor Nico.
Yeah. yeah. They're called the silent treatment for not recording, love is blind. I don't know. Why would you even record that show? It's on Netflix. Fuck me, man.
Should we talk about it a little?
Love is
Blind. Yeah, we can talk about Love is Blind. Yes.
Oh.
It's the Reality Corner. Everybody, hey.
Reality Corner. We love
you've
reality
made it.
Corner.
You've made it all the you've way to the Reality it. Corner.
Amazing.
We're going to go long this one. We got like 3 hours left.
Marathon. Really? Are you all caught up on Love is Blind?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I can't believe we have to wait.
It's, well, that's how they hook you in.
Uh-huh.
I'm in.
That's how they get
there. No, I'm in too.
I'm really loving Clay and AD.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has some red flags. He has some red flags. I feel.
But he's communicating all of them, and I feel like he like doesn't know a lot, but then it kind of makes him like very honest and earnest.
He seems like a F boy who's kind of maybe in his first serious relationship.
Yeah,
and he's kind of figuring it out.
And
AD
is so amazing.
She's very mature and understanding, I think, but I think she even sees through, you know. He's a little bit of an immature. I'm a little more mature in this case.
Yes.
When she said, when they were talking about their hopes and dreams, she had a line that was like, "Well, I do dream of being a landlord one day."
Yeah. Right. Which 20.
That's where the real money's at.
I was hopping in my seat. No, I mean it's funny. Yeah, it's everyone is so rich in the show, and they all have
kinda.
Like, their
places
like
look like fucking. Shit. Yeah.
But I think those are like expensive apartments.
Guy, Jeremy.
They're nouveau riche.
Right, you're right. I think they're like, I mean, they have more money than us.
Where are they in Raleigh, North Carolina?
They're in Charlotte.
Charlotte,
North Carolina. Of course.
Oh, yeah, which is just like a.
But they're all data analysts.
Right. Or, yeah, like
keyboard,
wealth managers.
Keyboard cleaners.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all keyboard cleaners. Yeah.
I don't know what they do.
No, I didn't say. I didn't misspeak.
That is a random like tech/business hub.
All of their jobs, I'm like, what?
Well, it seems like all of these cities are like,
you gotta have like a
Fiverr is located there or something, and they all work for that company.
Yeah,
a random ass.
Like I was a middle school principal at 25. I wouldn't like that. If I was a teacher at the school and my principal is 25.
Wait, who is?
Kenneth. They broke up.
But they got not kicked
Who?
Off, but they broke up early. He was the principal teacher.
Like and giant man.
The black guy and the white lady.
Yeah.
Oh, are they off the show?
They left.
I wasn't paying attention.
How did I miss that?
They broke up. And people say he's gay.
I think he's gay.
That's what people say.
Yeah.
That's what people say.
He was
but
on
he's
his
just
phone
shake it
so
off.
Much.
He's just got to
shake it off.
Shake off the gay.
The phone?
Shake off the silly.
It was pissing me off to see how much he was on his damn phone.
I know.
No,
and
that...
she would be like, "Do you want a white towel or a black towel?" And he would be like, "I'm on my phone." Like,
which, that's, this is why people think he's gay, because she would be looking sexy as all hell, open to receiving love and giving love, being like, "Hey, babe, so it's time for bed."
Yeah.
Being sexy and wifely. And he's just like,
And he didn't want to do anything with her.
This is week
they never
one
made
into
out. She was like, "We've never made out."
If this is week one into your relationship, come on, you should want to kiss and love on each other.
They said like we're gonna leave.
They had a breakup scene. They broke up.
I kind of missed that too. I don't know. Here's the other thing about Love Is Blind is that the episodes are so long,
an hour and a half.
They're so long, and they're for the most part they're so fucking boring.
Yeah.
And they kept us in the pods for 6 episodes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's not fair.
No,
5 hours in.
Yeah,
I should be out of the pods.
Yes.
Sometimes that's where some of the best. That's where.
The best part, but
that's
like that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It'll be so boring for so long, and then something kind of just they won't even. There's no. They don't do like the music, the crazy music or anything. So there's really you'll just like someone will be acting crazy, and then you'll look up from your phone. You'll be like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why this person is acting so insane right now.
I like Sarah Ann.
I watching this shit.
The Patriot.
Which one is that?
She's
the Patriot.
She's
a sexy OnlyFans Patriot.
She's an OnlyFans Patriot? Is she like a MAGA gal? She said she was conservative. Yeah,
she said, I'm a Patriot.
Oh, yeah, she did say
that. I'm an American Patriot.
Right.
Yeah.
And she did say this was why I liked she and that guy Jeremy, because he was like, do you have an OnlyFans? And she was like, yes. And he very clearly liked that.
She was
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. She said, just kidding, right after that. She does not actually have an OnlyFans. She was like, oh, yeah, I started it last year.
Oh,
just
right.
Kidding.
I don't remember this.
So basically, she was making light of
sex work.
Man,
that really.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Fuck.
She made a big joke.
I wanted
joke
her
out
to
of
have
it.
An OnlyFans.
That would be cool. She made a big joke out of it.
They should all have to do a little porn in the pods, like a little solo session each in the pods.
Mutual masturbation.
Something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They should jerk off together in the pods as a part of the process.
I bet they have a lot of fun in there for
real. Pod squad.
You bet they're mutually masturbating and we're just not seeing.
Yes. I think they're humping the wall. And there's maybe, you know how that wall looks kind of mystical? Like it could like maybe grow something out of it?
Yeah.
I think on one side a cuck.
It's
cock
becoming
grows.
Engorged.
Videodrome.
Yeah, like video.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on the other side, a vortex
appears
and yes. He can fuck it. And and they've done a wax mold
of
the
your...
pussies, and that's how they know.
Yes, right.
Wait, so every partner when you go into the pod there's
every
a wax
single person
mold
yes
of their pussy and or
yes.
That should be it. If love is truly blind, you should close your eyes, have that entrance or you know, whatever, have that whole procedure go on, and then you get married from there, and then you see if love is blind.
Butthole
yes
too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Butthole mold.
Who's but even old, good? Old. Who else is on this fucking show?
Who else is on the fucking show?
Is this one bad?
Chelsea and what's his face?
Oh, she.
Jiminy.
C.
She got to learn how to get some confidence because she's clearly not very confident, and that is.
And when she runs, she shouldn't be confident. She keeps running around like that, jumping around. I don't like the way. Every time she does that, I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
Chill.
They love saying it's the blank for me or not the blank this season.
They love saying not me doing
yeah,
the blank.
Not me.
It's
yes,
very,
yes,
it's
yes,
very
yeah.
Kind of slang
yeah.
That's like 6 months old.
Right, right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not me. Like... Or AD goes, not me hitting deceased on my dad's thing. Because her dad is dead.
Wow. Not me having to hit deceased.
It's crazy.
Of course my dad is dead. Of course.
It's the dead dad for me.
It's the dead dad for me. Yeah, it's weird.
What would people say now? That we should
no
do
cap.
This exercise. No cap, of course, and swag.
Swag.
And on fleek.
Queer mama.
Queer mama. The
Macarena.
I'm
feeling thought tea.
Yes, thoughts. Yes. Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah.
Because the face don't want to hear it.
Oh, how about the worm, Jeremy?
Doing the worm.
And he, yes, doing the worm. Everyone's going to be doing the worm.
Yeah.
Jeremy, the worm. Is he a worm?
He is a worm. I was attracted to him.
Kind of a bitch about it. Well, he.
Wait, which worm?
Jeremy, because. He stayed out late, of course, with Sarah Lee, the proud Patriot porn star.
And he's the bean dip guy.
Bean dip. Which bean dip is when you...
Oh, bean dip. He joked about the bean dick. The
dick.
He joked about the bean dick.
There's some joke going on about bean dip.
He said his wife wants to give you a bean dick.
He said, my wife told me... To AD, he said, my wife said that I should bean dip you. Mm-hmm.
Bean and dip is when you kind of just touch their titty.
And then you go up and down, sort of like you're, you know. You just want to get both sides of the tit, essentially.
I heard that.
Why would he do that?
As a scoop dunk. A scoop dunk. But I
guess. What?
Who does that and when?
That's just a prank that people play. Like in like workplace settings.
Oh,
and,
a guy would just go over to a girl and bean
dip
her.
Smack her tips around.
Kind of flap.
Slap the tips all around. Yeah.
And slap her tits around as a prank?
As a prank, yeah.
Back in the,
just to break the ice.
Back before cancel culture. Slap those tips around.
That would happen in high school all the time, and it was fun, but I felt safe with whoever did it.
Would girls do that to other girls? Because guys would do sack whack. Remember sack whack?
Yes. No, I'm saying like a guy would be like in like the drama club.
Yeah.
Some guy would be like, titty. Like, we were just always like,
Oh, so he would be a gay guy anyway, so you don't care if he grabs your tit.
Well, Yes, the guy who did it was, but he's still closeted and he's married with kids.
Wow.
But he's so not so gay.
Is that
gay.
Man.
The gay lord.
Is gay.
Wow. Sorry.
Touching the mic. Sorry well.
About that. Sorry about that last Friday night.
And that made it fun.
That
I made Chase
fun.
Chase touched my titties and he had never touched raw titties before.
Wow.
And
raw titties.
I was like, do it. And he grabbed them with both his hands and he was like, ah! Yeah. Like screamed. And then I made him do it again.
Yeah.
That'd be like that'd be like you never had Italian food before and you go to Olive Garden. I'm just kidding, Nico. I'm kidding.
I'm eating.
Oh, Jesus.
That's kind of, it is kind of like when you've never had Italian food and you go to Olive Garden.
Oh, my God. Well, that was a great joke and then I ruined it.
It's what, that my titties are like Olive Garden too? The Olive Garden of real Italian food?
That was just my rude little joke, yes. It was just a joke.
It's all you can eat.
Yeah, because it's all you can eat.
Because it's all you can eat.
And it's all you can eat.
It's cheap. You can kind of get it anywhere.
Yes, it
costs about $5. Yeah.
It's available.
On DoorDash. For
open
fee.
All night long.
Oh, Christ. Jesus. This is called Brian Takes an L, the podcast. This sucks for me. Fuck. Now I gotta. This is another all night fight with Nico because we do not.
We are gonna leave and you guys are gonna be fighting all night long.
We do not communicate well. We don't like each other very much. It's tough. It's just tough relationships.
I'm sorry, Dice.
I
wanted to like pet him.
Oh yeah, just scratch him with your foot, but you kicked him, did you?
Yeah,
did
I kicked him.
You
by
kicked
accident.
Him across the room.
Yeah,
dude, I heard this about dogs. I don't know if the same is true for cats, but they have a very, very high dogs, high pain tolerance. Like they,
really?
Yeah. They can withstand a lot of pain.
Yeah, but I That's feel like you know. Step on their foot and they go, rawr!
Yeah. They act
all wounded.
Yeah. Well, but that's just them putting on a show because they want you to give them
love.
Love and macaroni and cheese.
They want They want some breaded mac.
They want some
with some
that's all they want.
Fuego Diablo sauce on it. The hottest hot
that's
sauce.
All they
ghost
want.
Pepper challenge.
I think cats are probably the same.
Yeah.
Ghost pepper. Ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper. Ghost pepper.
I am sick of hearing about that.
Yeah. Ghost pepper.
I'd love
ghost
to
like so hot. So
I'd love
hot.
To suck on a ghost pepper. And
like a ghost Peter.
Yes, and then I could let it
His
go on
Peter.
To its it to its eternal resting place after it releases in my mouth.
Yeah,
on my eyes, you know, on my glasses.
Yeah,
brand new glasses.
All over my brand new glasses.
All over, no, not all over my brand new glasses.
OMG, jizz on my glasses.
Jizz on my glasses.com. Rick and I and the rest
What's
of the
that?
Boys.
We used to gather around and watch that online.
Yeah, it was just a really funny trailer for a website called Jizz on My Glasses.
Jizz on My Glasses. And the whole it's like a fetish thing where you jizz on the glasses and it's like the girl with your brand new glasses, she's all upset. Like
my glasses.
Oh, my brand new
glasses. Really?
Brand new. And I was going to the camera and being like, brand
new glasses.
With a spunkly all over.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
It was great.
It's kind of,
everyone,
if you were into
hipster
girls.
There's something out there for everybody.
There really is.
Just look it up, whatever you really want.
Is like, there, but it'd be nice to have just something normal, too.
It would.
Just a little
normal
sex.
Too bad.
Yeah, just normal. And I do like the spunkly films. I like when they're studio made. And I can tell people are getting paid, and there's production value, and there's lights up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like homemade stuff, and that seems like
really?
The future of spunkly making.
I like when
like
someone's
stuff.
Doing it for passion,
because
they like to do it.
But are they? I feel like they're, you know, they got, you know, some
they
pay site
are...
set up. I mean, yeah, I guess you go deep into the recesses of
it. It's not that hard.
I
just Google what I want.
It is not that hard. Sometimes it is nice to see, like, really authentic, passionate lovemaking. not even that explicit, just two people making love. But then sometimes you want to watch jizz on my glasses.
Sometimes you want to, sometimes you do.
All over my brand new glasses. Oh,
darn.
I feel like
now you've pissed me off royally.
I feel like I'm always looking up things and they're not there. And then I'm like, what the, I don't know what to, I have to find these pre-made categories of stepsisters and, you know, the like, everything that we see
in the like,
the daily horrors. I mean, we're going on here every day. Of course, everybody at home is telling producer Nico that they're sick, and then they go into the bathroom for an hour and a half, and they just can't believe what they're seeing on their phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they got the 60-minute notification, so they got one foot out the door, these two. I am spitting facts here, but these two gotta get home for work, apparently, which is actually fine by me. And that means it's time to, hey, take it easy. I hope you had a fun time listening. Remember that wacky collar? Oh, my God. What a great journey we went on with that guy.
The jazz man.
That was satisfying.
Yeah. He was a Christian rapper.
He was a Christian rapper.
I liked him.
All right.
Let me just do a quick little. Yeah. I'll rap for the God, and I'll rap for his grace.
No!
Bye.
I'll rap in his church. Yes, I'll rap in this place.
SpongeBob.
I'll rap every day. SpongeBob. And SpongeBob, what did he do? He went jelly fishing.
Professor Krabs.
And he put on those glasses when he went jelly fishing. Those were adorable, those glasses, weren't they?
And Sandy, and Sandy Cheeks was there, and she was swimming with her titties out.
And I'm Brian Finneman. My co-hosts here are Rick Swenson and Edie Modica, and then Nico Fish produced it, and Dice is our cat, and Jock is filming it. And let's just hang out. Let's just do a few more minutes.
And
you know what I mean?
Patrick is humping the inside of his rock.
Patrick.
Do it all.